Hi, this is Tony Finucane, Cover Magazine. I'm speaking to Mimi Pienaar, Head of Practice Management at Masthead. Mimi, thank you very much for taking time to talk to me.
Thank you, Tony, and good morning.
Mimi, we're going to do a series of four podcasts, which is great because we're going to release them one after the other to give the audience a bit of time to mull over what you've said and so on, and then the next episode comes out. And also what is great is that you're going to be talking to us about the biggest challenges facing IFAs. And you've done some work on that, obviously, as Masthead and yourself. And so, you know, this is tough times. This is a time when everybody has to really optimize what they do, how they do it, and almost try not to put a foot wrong because everything counts in tough economic times. So we could maybe just start off with telling, if you can tell us a little bit about the key challenges that you've identified and, you know, some of those things that are keeping the guys awake.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, Tony, it is exactly as you say, the times are tough and running a business in current times is really not as it used to be. The contributing factors are things like the economy, both local and international, combined with increasing regulatory governance requirements, have really created a situation where many advisors are finding themselves under a lot of stress. So we specifically see those advisors who are fulfilling multiple roles. For example, they're playing the role of the business owner, of the key individual, and the financial advisor. Those individuals are finding it increasingly difficult to divide their time between running a long-term sustainable business on the one hand and spending time with clients on the other. So from a Masthead perspective, we decided that in order to assess the extent of these challenges, we conducted research with about 1,500 FSPs, and we received just under 4,000 responses. And this was during the period between the 1st of February and the 31st of May this year. And the question we asked them was to identify the top three challenges that keep them awake at night. So what's interesting about this is that 80% of the participants highlighted that the things that keep them awake at night are those practices that directly affect the long-term sustainability of the business. Some of the key challenges that they identified were the poor economy, which negatively impact clients' disposable income. And I think everybody's feeling the economy. It's impacting everyone. This is, of course, being made worse by the advisors having to spend more time on increasing regulatory requirements and product provider administration. They're finding expense pressures are growing, and it's difficult to keep up with product changes. And you know, the one thing is that they're finding less time to do is to spend time with their clients. And that really is what advisors love. You know, I think that's why they're in the business. We're finding that investment products are not living up to their promised returns. And advisors say that this is leading to increasing client complaints or concerns. So those are the 80%, or the challenges identified by 80% of the participants.
It's almost the macro things, the bigger picture things are the main concerns for them, the longer impact type things. And then they get to the others that they highlighted that you talk about.
Yes. So the other challenges that were also highlighted were difficulty to find well-trained administrative staff, increasing competitors, whether that's direct operators or other IFAs, how to position their business for the future in this changing and difficult times, An interesting one that's coming through is connecting with the children of aging clients. And then finally, we also saw that for some, there is a concern as to whether sufficient provision for retirement has been made. So we look at this in terms of this year's context, and then I went back to research we conducted in October 2017, and I compared the two. And what's really interesting is that the challenges identified by IFAs at that time are very similar to the ones identified now. So, you know, Tony, the takeout for me about that is that when one does not pay attention to challenges that affect the business, it doesn't go away. In fact, it probably gets worse and ultimately could have a significant long-term impact, as we've seen with some of the advisors. And I was kind of thinking, you know, it's very similar as to when you take your car for a regular service or you make sure that you go for an annual checkup. One wants to make sure that your car is efficient and it takes you where it should be taking you. And also you want to make sure that the person, me, is healthy. And it's very similar to looking at your business, because if one doesn't have that regular check-in to make sure that the business is healthy, it affects the effect, both the effectiveness and the ability to generate revenue.
So it means you have to reflect a bit, you almost sit still and think about what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly. And we often get, you know, the question, so hell, you know, I haven't got a lot of time. Where do I start? What do I do? And I think for us, the most important thing is that you need to focus on areas that you can control and when you are able to influence the outcome. It doesn't help saying, oh, the economy is bad and focusing on the economy, because you can't fix the economy, but you can fix good practice. You can fix how you respond and how you possibly tweak your business to adjust to the economy.
Yeah.
So what we think is that a good place to start is to review the business plan. And when one reviews your business plan, in essence, what you're doing is you're reviewing the business as a whole to kind of have a look at, okay, well, what worked, what didn't work, and what can be improved. And I almost hear a sigh from the advisors thinking, you know, I haven't got time. Where am I going to find the time for this? And I know it takes time. I mean, this is what we work with often. But the benefit of doing this becomes evident when you have a look at research that was conducted by Business Health Australia. And they found that those financial advice businesses that implemented and regularly review their business plan increased their profit by 209%. And we see a similar trend in South Africa, because there are fantastic businesses out there that have the resources to review and relook and regenerate. And they thrive in difficult times. So, you know, I think, Tony, it makes sense to actually sit down and plan to take time out and work on your business. And to think and see where do I see my business in 3 and 5 years' time? And what do I have to do? What can I influence to make sure that I reach the goals that I set myself?
So basically what we're saying in this first podcast, leading up to the second one now, is the guys must take a bit of time and look at what they've done. Have they sat down and really evaluated? Have they looked at their business plan? And maybe also just look at those issues that were highlighted in your research, those challenges, and what does those challenges mean to them, and how does that fit into their business plan? How does it affect their business plan if they have one? Yeah, that's it. Brilliant. Thank you so much for that, and then look forward to the chat around the next one.
Yes, thank you, Tony.
Thank you.